The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called master. You have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. The greatest among you must be your servant. Witnessing to our faith is when we begin to serve. That's how we practice our faith. That's how we express our faith, by serving others. But not just any kind of service. We need to serve others the way Jesus served us, that through our service, the kingdom of God is being proclaimed. The kingdom of God is being built. The glory goes to God, not to us. And that's why it's important for us to serve in our parish communities, because that's where our service is geared or focused on building the kingdom. Obviously, we're called to serve outside our parish communities, you know, in hospitals, in schools, other institutions. But just because we serve, does that not mean we're always giving witness to Christ? Number one is, how are we serving? And are we directing people's attention or focusing them on the service that Jesus calls to us? But sometimes what comes into our way of serving, especially in our communities, is our pride. And that's why Jesus connects humility with service. Unless we have a humble heart, it'll be hard for us to serve, because there is always something we complain about. Oh, I don't like how they run their ministry. I don't like the pastor. I don't like this. I don't agree with that. I don't like that person. They're in the same ministry. We keep finding excuses, and we forget that our service is because of Christ, not because of our pastor or because we like doing this ministry. It makes us feel good, or because the time fits my schedule. It's about serving so we can model Jesus' passion. That's how we share increase Jesus' death, by dying to our own pride, our own arrogance, and humbling ourselves to follow the directions of someone other, to put ourselves at the service of the gospel. So maybe let's take some time today and reflect on, how are you serving? And is your service geared and focused on building the kingdom, or like the Pharisees, it's all about us?